The KNBR Morning Show continues live from the incredible state-of-the-art, breathtaking new home of 49ers football, Levi's Stadium. Now here's Murph and Mac on The Sports Leader.
So, Paulie, we've done coach, we've done GM, we've done all-pro linebacker, we've done rapping wide receiver, and now we get to talk to the man in the fancy suit.
Yeah, he's got all the tough questions coming his way.
It's a nice suit he's got on, yeah. Al Guido. Is that finally tailored, Al? He's the chief operating officer, Paulie, COO, and his name is Al Guido.
I got to say, before we even give him a chance to talk, when you just told me he was going to join us today, and I had never met him before, I said, I wish he owned a restaurant, because I would just go there and eat based on the name alone. Al Guido. Turns out he is an East Coast guy. My instincts were correct.
Welcome, Al, to the Murph and Mac Show.
Good to be here, guys. I can't hold a candle to those, the guys you had on this morning, but I'm happy to be with you guys this morning.
Is Paulie Mac right? You're Italian bona fides or legit?
I am a legit Italian, yeah. My wife gives me a hard time on Sunday mornings. I still listen to Sinatra like I did growing up with my father. I like a good East Coast pizza that I can fold. Mm. So, yeah, it's very much Italian.
Well, you're throwing first digression
right
of the day. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, Paulie, what do you say?
Well, okay, here's the deal. So, Al, I'm a huge pizza enthusiast myself. I also spent time on the East Coast, so I'm a tough critic as well. Coming out to San Francisco, I will say this, though. San Francisco is a good pizza town. There are a lot of good spots. You can find good pizza there.
Amici's.
Yeah, Amici's.
I do the reads.
Top of the list.
I do the reads.
It's at the very top of the list, obviously. But so we opened up the app earlier today, and we're kind of scrolling through the menu choices. And then Murph said, "Oh, look, there's a pizza spot." So I said, "Okay, good. Let's start talking about it." And so he broke it down a little bit based on what he read on the app. But then when I met you before we put you on the air, you said, "No, man, I had to make some tweaks." So go ahead. Let's talk about the tweaks. Let's get into it.
Well, I think it's all in the dough, right? It's all in how they cook it. I mean, sauce and cheese is on every piece of pizza, but a lot of it is the dough. So I give Chef Ryan Stone a hard time. Literally, they rolled out every single menu item. And then for months and months and months, they kept saying, "We're not ready on the pizza. We're not ready on the pizza." They had to get these wood fire ovens cooked up because they didn't feel like it was a good representation of where we were doing our testing. But I'll tell you, it was really good. We had to make a few slight tweaks to the dough. But these guys are doing a hell of a job.
Nice.
Well, I'm looking at the Levi's Stadium app, and I guess we start with that. Are you guys, is that your purview? Are you kind of in charge of that? And how integral is this app to the experience?
I would say it's paramount. I mean, we've been building it for the last 4 years here, and for what I would say is it's there to enhance the game day experience. It's not there to take it over, right? As we looked at building an application, we wanted to focus on four different features: tickets and parking, how to get you into the building faster, how to make that a seamless experience, how to mobilize that experience. Then we looked at wayfinding. Then we looked at food and beverage and taking the convenience that you have at your house and bringing it in stadium. So whether you want to do express pickup or in-seat service for all 68,500 fans. And then the last piece, what we like to call the hero feature is replays. You want to know if Vernon got his 2 feet in. You want to know if it was a fumble. And certainly you can look at the big pretty boards that we have in the building, but why not have a customized user experience where I can literally deliver you any play? If you want to see Frank Yard's tough 2-yard run, I can deliver that to you within a 5-second latency after the play had happened. And, that's just never been done before in professional sports, so we're excited about it.
Hmm. Yeah, we're talking to Al Guido, the COO of the 49ers, and this thing is, Jim Harbaugh called it a palace. He's a beauty. Remember he said the grass, it would be like Augusta National's fairways, too. Remember that?
He can hit a golf ball, too. Yeah.
Well, he's a bit of an athlete, right? I think he won a Rose Bowl at one point, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Did he win that
played golf with him. He can certainly play a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, we've done the Pebble Beach event with him. Sometimes it's a little crooked. Jim, if you're listening, no offense.
Yeah, but Al's modest because we just found out that Al Guido plays pickup hoop with Jed York.
Yeah, that's a funny
story.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more than one athlete in the building, obviously. How'd that go, by the way? How's Jed? Can he ball?
Jed can ball. Yeah, I was impressed. We were literally coming back from Tahoe. We made a quick stop with the wives and the kids, and there was two kids playing pickup hoops. So I think I convinced Jed begrudgingly at first to go play a couple games, but we won both games. I was pretty impressed with Jed's game.
Imagine Jed blows out his knee playing pickup hoops
in
Auburn, California, or wherever he goes. Yeah, so. Al, some more stuff about what people need to know. So we talked about the food and drink, et cetera. But the suite tower is a huge feature here. Not every fan gets to be in a suite, but a lot of fans do. What is the unique feature of that suite tower and what you guys kind of sort of meant to achieve when you built it?
Yeah, so a little bit of economies of scale. I mean, having most of the suites on one side of the building gives you better service opportunities. But I think for the most part, football's always number one, right? Candlestick was the oldest non-renovated stadium in the NFL. We had great history there, fantastic moments. But it was built for baseball, and the sight lines were that way. And I think when we looked at building the football stadium, when we looked at building the suite tower, it did two things. One is it brought the premium seats closer to the sidelines, more sideline views, and not necessarily end zones. But more importantly, what it did is it created the ability to only do one stack of suites around the rest of the bowl, which gave us 45,000 seats in the lower bowl, which is the largest lower bowl in the NFL. So we have two-thirds seats in the lower bowl versus 50-50 in Candlestick Park. So we're really excited about what the suite tower allowed us to do on the premium experience and also, you know, the traditional fans that are coming in.
And you guys are very proud of this environmental thing. It's a very Bay Area 21st century thing to be green. Not every community in the country is that way, but that was a big deal to you guys, huh? Too. And I guess the suite tower centralizes manpower and energy. And also, this whole thing's running on solar?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, Jed and Prague would tell you it was a mandate, I think, for this area. You know, the three pillars that we built the stadium on were fan experience, technology, and sustainability. And, you know, the photovoltaic panels and our partners at NRG, you know, give us the ability to literally store that energy 365 and power our 1049er games and hopefully more than 1049er games by the sun.
Yeah, and so
12. There'll be a total of 12 this year.
But by the way, can I get a ticket to the game? It's all sold out, right?
We're all sold out. We are going to announce some standing room only tickets here later this month. It should be coming here in the next couple days. But we'll have 1,500 standing room only tickets, and then we'll release individual seats on a week by week basis that kind of come back to us.
So let's talk about that for 2 seconds. We're talking to Al Guido on the Murph and Mac show. So Niner fans who are going to get their standing room only tickets, where does that give them access in the stadium? Like, where will they be watching the game? From.
No problem. So the main concourse is massive, right? You have a 70-foot wide concourse versus a 19-foot wide
concourse.
That works.
That's a nice, yeah, that'll work.
And there's a bunch of drink rails that are kind of dispersed around the stadium. So, you know, we walked all the drink rails on the main concourse and the upper bowl, and there's two great plazas. You know, the Bud Light Plaza and the Pepsi Deck are just fantastic activation spaces. And literally, I mean, similar to AT&T Park, which I know you guys know very well, there's literally going to be a standing room only line, drink rails there for people to enjoy the game.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. Al Guido is the COO of the 49ers, and Levi Stadium is his purview, everything about the fan experience. Another thing we talked about when you and I were talking for the book that's coming up is this paperless experience. I'm kind of confused. Honestly, being a 46-year-old out-of-touch dude, I'm not 21 and tatted with a sideways cap and grew up in the era of a paperless and touchless and all that. So how would a fan like me experience the paperless experience getting in and out of the park and in and out of the parking?
Well, we're going to roll it out slow this year. We sent out commemorative tickets like we always do within our season ticket. You know, we call it the ticket opening or box opening experience. And this year it has a duffel bag with come to play and it has everything that you need to come to Levi Stadium. But, you know, feedback from our fans was they wanted easier access to be able to transfer their tickets. So if you wanted to send tickets to me, which would be nice, great, you know, you can do it now off your mobile phone. And, you know, I think as you're coming to the game, we wanted to make it a seamless entry so where you're not necessarily fumbling for your tickets in your pocket. If you want to use your phone, you can. And then more importantly, it gives us opportunities down the road to send you alerts. So what if I told you, you know, as long as you signed up for the mobile device, I could literally send you a traffic alert. I can send you parking lots that are open. You know, I can send you the gates that you should enter the stadium by based off sort of entry and exit patterns. So, you know, for the first year, we wanted to make sure that it enhanced your game experience. And then as we move forward through the first year and into the second year, we can literally give you updates in real time, which we're excited about.
All right, I'm going to sign in then because I just signed into the food thing, and I'm looking at ordering this pork belly bao, B-A-O, bao?
Yeah, that's right.
It's Korean barbecue pork belly, kimchi, mayo,
and
Napa cabbage slaw.
Yeah.
And that can either be brought to my seat for a surcharge or put in an express pickup line?
That's right. So the in-seat service has a scaled-down menu, right? So where most people order hot dogs, soda, or beer to their seat. So to the 68,500 seats, you can order a scaled-down version of the menu. But express pickup, literally, what it's going to do when you're in your section, it's going to geolocate you, and then it's going to pull up the three stands that are nearest to you for express. So if you want to order express and you know you want to go get it at the end of the first quarter, in the middle of the quarter, during a break or timeout, You order it. At the end of the first quarter, you go to the stand, you scan your barcode, and they make it there fresh for you.
I tell you what, Korean barbecue, we got to incorporate this into like our everyday lives, too. I want to be alerted, like, while I'm driving, where is the nearest pizza place? Where is the nearest Korean barbecue? Because that sounds pretty well, it sounds like you're going to really pamper the fans, actually, in a way that probably they're not only going to enjoy, but definitely not used to after all the years at Candlestick Park. And you mentioned this a little bit, Al. I think it's at the top of everybody's question list is just getting down here, getting in, and getting out, because that became a major factor going to a Niner game, saying, like, well, I'm going to a game, kickoff is at 1:15, but I have to leave the house at 9 a.m., and I know I'm not getting out of the parking lot until about 6 p.m., so how is that going to improve here at in Santa Clara?
Yeah, we're excited about our game day parking plan. You know, we learned a lot at the SBL open house this past Friday, I'll tell you, you know, but we have upwards of 25,000 parking stalls compared to 18,000 at Candlestick Park. We have two forms of public transit here compared to really zero at Candlestick Park. We have 13 different entry points within a five-mile radius compared to two at Candlestick Park. Mm. It doesn't mean we don't have a lot to learn, and we're going to continue to iterate on the plan every single game. You know, I sent feedback to all of our season ticket holders after the open house. I'm going to do it after every single game. You know, we just got to continue to get better. The mobile app is part of that because it gives you directions to the lot that you're going to. LeviStadium.com is part of that because we're going to put information on there. But we're excited about the parking and transportation plan, but we know we got to continue to get better.
All right, our last one then here. I'm on the app. What do I hit? The seasonal white pizza, Asiago and garlic cream, mozzarella, roasted butternut, the cheese pizza, San Marzano, tomato sauce, and mozzarella, or the pepperoni, San Marzano, tomato sauce, mozzarella, and Zoe's uncured pepperoni.
You go first, Al.
So we'll see if Paulie Mac gives me a hard time.
No, but I
think the traditionalist, you should always taste the cheese pizza first.
Boom.
Because that is the telltale sign of a good pizza
Al knows.
Shop.
That's all. I've been saying it for years, Al.
Two East Coast. So I'll be the California guy and order the seasonal white.
All right, we got all representation.
Great having you, Al, and congrats on the stadium.
Thanks, fellas. Really
fantastic.
Appreciate it.